again. I'm not sure I could. They say time heals everything, but I'm still waiting. I'm through with doubt. There's nothing left for me to figure out. I paid a price.
All right, we're back, folks. Second hour of the American Awakening. Your host, Michael Herzog, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. And I believe I've got my shotgun wagon master with me, Tim Wingate. Are you there, sir? Tim Wingate is not there. I thought he was there. My board operator told me he was there.
Well, I'm here, buddy.
There he is. Hey,
yeah,
how you
yeah.
Doing,
we
buddy?
Were just we're having a nice conversation amongst ourselves, you know.
Oh, I see. You're with the board operator?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I do that as well. She's a
good
lady.
Yeah, Carrie's a sweetheart. Hey, Carrie, lots of cheers for her.
Okay, tell you what, phone lines are open, folks. 800-313-9443. And Tim, I don't know whether you caught the first hour of my show, but I got into a little bit of this Benazir Bhutto assassination. It's interesting the similarities. You know, I see these people that are this small clique of people that are in, you know, our government in the high level official capacity. They're dual citizens. There's this international intelligence group, and they're all backslapping players in this. And as you narrow it down and you start to see what's really going on here and connecting the dots, you find out that it really is an international group of terrorists, but the terrorists are is the military-industrial complex. And, you know, I find it real interesting that in this one article here, did you hear the first hour of my show, Tim?
No, I didn't. As I warned you before, I had multiple things to do, so I was kind of in and out and not able to latch onto the computer
me. You're my eyes here because I can't see any callers, and I've got the phone lines open, 800-313-9444.
Well, we've got a caller.
Do we?
Yes, okay. We do.
Let's
Drew
put him
from
up.
Texas.
Who is it?
Drew,
you're on with Michael and Tim. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, yeah, I was just wondering if you had heard anything about Randy Kelton going into the courthouse in Williamson County this weekend.
No.
Got arrested. I know you've had him on your show before.
Yes, I have.
And I know that you visited Williamson County before, so I know you know that it's a miniature police state out here.
Well, yes, there and many other places, Drew. And Randy Kelton is, I'm not going to say he's a friend of mine. I've had him on the show, but I have friends that are good friends of his. So anyway, what's the story with that?
Well, him and Michael Bednarik, and they went down to the courthouse. It was over a lady had got arrested for DWI in a different county,
mm-hmm.
and in Travis County, and they brought her back to Williamson County. And he was going down there to file, you know, do what he does. So, you know, I know you know how he does this deal. And
up in the courtroom and starts dancing and challenging officials.
Right. Well, they told him to get out, and he went to go look for a judge to file charges on the district attorney for not accepting the case, and they arrested him. And
what was the charge, Drew?
The charge was assault on a police officer, but I doubt if that's really what happened. That Michael Bednarik guy was in the office when it all happened, and he hadn't made a comment on it. And like I said, that just happened this weekend.
Assault on a police officer for just standing up and doing his dance?
Yeah.
That's interesting that you say that, because I've got Dan Bender coming up tomorrow with an unbelievable story about the same kind of railroad that happens with people when you don't do exactly what the establishment wants you to do. But
well,
they've arrested him for assault on a police. Was there even a police officer there?
Yeah, there was a police officer there. You know, and they showed him on the news getting hauled off in the, you know, in cuffs.
Well, stick with me for a couple minutes here, Drew.
Sure.
We got to take a quick break. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my buddy Tim Wingate, riding shotgun and being my eyes. Be back in three.
Thank you. The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. 9200.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
This is an urgent RBN Financial Bulletin. Have you ever thought about making a little extra money at home with your computer? If you have and you would like to make money by actually learning how to beat Bilderberger insiders at their own game, this will be the most interesting message you will ever hear. Here is why. We all know that knowledge is power, but what most people don't know about is how to gain the kind of knowledge that insiders would really rather that you didn't have. Once you get that knowledge, it then becomes a question of turning that information into financial gain. Well, there's now a very real chance you will actually be able to make money this way. Here's what it's all about. There's a new program available that teaches you how to scan the media for enormously profitable insider stories. Once you learn what's ahead for a given company, you'll have an enormous advantage over the rest of the market. Get the details at www.earlymorningadvantage.com. That's earlymorningadvantage.com or call 815-259-4552. Once again, the site is www.earlymorningadvantage.com.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, with my shotgun sidekick, Tim Wingate. We've got Drew on the line talking about Randy Kelton here. Okay, so Randy, continue. You say you got arrested for assault on a police officer. Was there even a police officer there?
Well, there were court officers there, probably members of the sheriff's department, I would say. And whatever happened, it happened behind, you know, and happened inside of one of the court offices when they went, you know, looking for a judge to try to, you know, put charges on, I guess, the district attorney. And the sheriff had told them to leave before they, you know, they said they could stay in the office, but, you know, they weren't going to do any business there. And then when they went and looked for the judge, that's when, you know, all this happened and, you know, and he got arrested. I was calling just to see if you had any more information on it.
Actually, no. I wish I did, Drew. I mentioned at the onset of my show today, I've been having some serious problems with my computer that started happening yesterday. And
this happened, I believe it was Friday, and that Michael Bednarik guy was with him.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
but he wouldn't make a comment. He just kind of. He said that he didn't want to say anything about it right now.
Well, I'll tell you what. I will see what I can do about looking into it and maybe getting Randy up on the show to talk about
it. Yeah, because I like that guy. But, I mean, anybody that lives out here in Williamson County, you know, knows that, you know, even if you're right, unless you got it on tape and on video, you know, even then, it's going to be a big battle anyway.
Mm-hmm. No, I know. I mean, again, you know, I've got a guest coming up tomorrow who's going to tell just a bone-chilling story about a friend of his that is incarcerated right now. I mean, this is happening all over the country, you know, but they've got to fight back somehow. Guys like Randy Kelton with a brass pair, if you know what I mean, they don't know how to deal with this guy because he's in the right, he's got the law on his side, and we know that they don't deal under confines of law, so that they have to figure out some way to get rid of this guy. And that's what they've done.
Well, he might need a little of our support, you know, a couple phone calls up there to let the Williamson County Sheriff, you know that we know what they're doing, and we got our eyes on them.
Great. Thank you for the input. Thank you for the call, and I'll look into it, Drew.
All right. Thank you.
All right. What do you think of that, Timmy?
Unbelievable. Of course, I know tomorrow, just to let everybody know, Dan Bender is a friend of mine from Chicago, and he's got some good stuff. He's over the years, Dan's turned out to be a really, really good pro per litigant.
And I didn't even know that. I mean, you called me this morning and told me this guy's a friend of yours. I had no idea. but I heard his story. And
yeah.
I mean, and it's just, and he's got dozens of them, evidently, because of the venue in which he, you know, endeavors. And,
sure. Chicago is terribly corrupt. Seventh Circuit U.S. court is totally corrupt, as far as that's concerned, as well. I've talked with Dan. Dan's been on and off part of different groups that I've formulated and got together. In fact, when we put together a Freedom Force chapter in the Chicago area as well, Dan was there at the meetings. And I'm looking forward to hearing the story again and any of the latest stuff that's come up. Like I said, Dan is
well, yeah, you know,
guy.
I'll tell you, Tim, just, you know, for a quick moment on that. I mean, you know me. I mean, I've heard dozens of stories of different atrocities that have happened to individuals throughout the United States. Had many guests on my show, but this one, this particular story, has a real bizarre twist to it that is just, you know, it makes people scratch their head in wonderment and say, what really is going on here? But I have to save that for tomorrow.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
But listen, you're in front of a computer.
Yes, I am.
Would you do me a favor? Go into my website and click on to the guilty parties over there on my homepage. This is Sybil Edmonds, the pictures that she has posted on her website of the state officials. And I'd like for you, if you would, to read them off.
Okay. Hang on a second. Let's see. This would be interesting links?
No, actually, it's homepage.
Homepage, okay. Mm-hmm.
And I want to remind the listening audience that one of these names that Tim is going to read off, that Sybil Edmonds has posted on here, is that same congressman, Tom Lantos, that who lent the office to Benazir Bhutto. And that's the guy that the reason why Vice President Cheney backed her as a safe way to save his Pakistan strategic alliance. However, if I might remind you again, when it came out that Benazir Bhutto was basically coming in there to drop explosive news that the Afghan Taliban leader Sheikh Omar had killed bin Laden, can you imagine the sphincter muscle pucker that must have engulfed Dick Cheney?
Okay.
Because that would have brought the whole house of cards down, Tim.
All right, bud, now, I know you're working off a memory here. Were you talking about the article on rents?
No, well, it's, yeah.
Oh, okay, because
yeah,
I'm looking because you've got folks on his website, the new stuff he puts in bright red so you can't miss it. So down here underneath the Ruby Ridge thing, you've got Sybil Edmonds and London Times. Is that
right,
the one
right
you're talking about? What?
Right
guilty
below
part,
it.
Guilty parties,
that's
right.
It.
All right, here we go. Here's the names, and by the way, we have a couple callers.
Okay.
So we can go to that. All right.
I'll tell you what, let's take the callers, and then we'll read the names after the break.
Oh, okay, here we go. Well, first one up is Melissa from Austin, Texas. Welcome, Melissa.
Hi there.
Hi, Melissa.
Couple things. You're talking about Bhutto. Did anyone happen to see the Parade magazine in the newspapers this weekend?
Not me.
Oh,
well,
I didn't buy one this weekend.
Well, see, I didn't either, but since I clean houses, I end up throwing away Sunday's paper on Monday morning. So I'm looking at it, and it's Benazir Bhutto. Is a Benazir Bhutto America's best hope against Al-Qaeda?
Oh.
And then she quotes, "I am what the terrorists most fear. an interview from Pakistan with Gail Sheehy. I called the Austin Un-American Statesman, and I mentioned that she's dead.
Yeah, those are pre-printed months. Yeah, weeks in advance.
Wait a minute. Now, what did they say?
Well, it was like, you know, the least they could have done was slapped a banner across the front saying, "This is published." Posthumously.
You know what, Melissa? She's their best hope against Al Qaeda because she would have brought the whole curtain down on all of them.
Yeah. But the point being is that they are so lame in the printed media these days that this is, like, so stupid. And the guy that I talked to at the Statesman, he said, yeah, I know. He says, when they told us what was in it before they sent it to us, they didn't mention any of this. And, yes, we do look pretty lame.
Well, they've looked pretty lame for a long time.
They're not the only ones, Melissa. Wait,
yeah, and it's an interesting article, though, so I'm keeping
it. Oh, save it.
You know.
Save it.
And the other thing is Randy Kelton was on Jeff Davis' show here on Access TV last night talking about what happened to him. And what happened was, yes, they took him to a room separate from everyone else. Two sheriff's deputies did, and they were assaulting him, poking him in the chest, et cetera, shoving him from one chair to another, you know, physically, bodily moving him. And when that one was poking him in the chest, he pushed the man's hand away, and so that was assaulting
a police officer. Crying out loud. You know, but it's typical, isn't it, Melissa?
Oh, you bet.
They
were going to arrest him. Because that's what the judge told them to do.
Oh, sure.
And so now he's pretty funny. When he gets, when he gets any kind of a case against these people, they always do this. They just step in it and then wallow in it.
Yeah. Well, you know what? If anybody can beat that, though, he can.
Yep, and I'd like to see it. I'd like to see Williamson County brought to their knees. They have been corrupt from way back.
Well, I'm going to see if I can get Randy up on the show.
Yeah, and one, I remember talking to someone who was pulled over by Williamson County on the main road through Cedar Park, which is 183, and they had done nothing wrong, but they were, you know, driving while black, and they drove through. That's right.
DWB.
Go ahead.
And so they busted the taillight out with the billy club on the way up to tell the
You're kidding me.
No, they did and said, you've got a broken taillight.
Broke it.
And the guy says, well, no, you can't search my vehicle. And he said, that's unconstitutional. I have a Fourth Amendment, you know. And the Williamson County policeman said, let me just tell you something, boy. I am the Constitution in this county.
Oh, please.
Yeah, this is their attitude. Boss hog all the way. So I just thought I'd fill you in on that. But I also thought that this Parade magazine, I mean, is there any wonder? And you know what else I told the guy down at the Statesman was, how many people read that Parade magazine and had no clue that she's dead and has been dead since the 27th?
I don't
know.
That's a good question.
Yeah, because
people are so brain dead.
Melissa, it's not just the Statesman. That is a circulation that newspapers buy all over the country.
Yeah, it's nationwide. But,
right.
But the point being, you know, I said, you know, I'm a professional domestic, i.e. I clean houses. And how much, you know, how many people have called? And he says, well, we've had a few calls. And I said, well, but here I am. I'm doing what would be considered a lowly menial task, you know, cleaning people's houses. And I am so aware of what's going on that I had to call you guys and tell you this. And how many people read this magazine and didn't realize that the woman is dead?
Astounding. Absolutely.
So, anyway.
Well, listen, thank you so much for the call.
Right.
I appreciate that input, Melissa. And again, I'm going to try to get Randy up on my show.
All right. Bye.
But thank you. I think we're going to have to take it. We got another caller on the line,
yes,
right?
Yes, we do. We got Matt from Kansas.
Okay. You want to bring him up, and then we'll just hold him over.
Sounds good to me. Hey, Matt.
Right, Matt.
Yes.
Matt. We're going to go to a break, but we want to hold you over, okay?
Well, let me just tell you that if you go to We the People Network, they have an article on Randy.
Okay. Very good. All right.
Thank you.
I can't, but Tim, you can do that.
I'm blind.
I suppose I could, but yeah.
All right, at any rate, we got to take a break. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my shotgun riding buddy, Tim Wingate. We'll be back in three. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. We got much more. Stick with us. Call your friends
and
neighbors.
We're going to name names.
Yes. Be right back.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, with my sidekick and horse-driving buddy Tim Wingate, since I happen to be blind. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Short segment coming up to the bottom of the hour. And we're going to read off some of these government officials that Sybil Edmonds has on her website. And I think as Tim goes through this, you might just, a little light bulbs go off in the back of your head and say, whoa, wait a minute. Yeah, I suspected that guy. Anyway, go ahead, Tim. Have we got
all
any
right.
dollars on the line?
No, not at the moment.
Okay, well, yeah, go ahead. Let's start in with this then.
All right. Over at Sybil's website, she's put out this thing called Sybil Edmonds State of Secrets Privilege Gallery. 21 photos of different people. And she doesn't make any commentary on these photos or specifically
no,
who
you're
they...
drawing your own conclusions,
right,
folks.
Right,
but
she's
but,
broken...
You know what, Tim, but let me say this, okay?
Yeah.
Anybody that's done any kind of significant investigation, as you read through some of these names, and we'll comment on a few of them, okay, you can pretty much put two and two together and go, yep, I thought so. Go ahead.
Yeah. All right. She's broken them into three different groups. The first group is current and former Pentagon and State Department officials. Richard Pearl.
Is that, let's see, that's the, what do they call that guy? They call him the Dr. Death, or...
Yeah, he was one of the architects of the PNAC and this whole catastrophe.
Right, he was a signer on the PNAC documents, wasn't he?
Yeah, I believe he was.
All right, go ahead next.
Douglas Feith.
Douglas Feith, yes.
Now, at least, now I'm trying to remember, was he fired or did he resign?
I don't remember correctly, but I do know he's a double, or he's a dual citizenship.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure, again, here I'm blind, I'm not sure whether he was a signer on the PNAC documents, but isn't it interesting, Timmy, that these people rear their ugly head again? And we suspected that these people were involved, and I remember going down the rabbit hole with all the reams of investigative material I looked at, and their names kept popping up left and right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so go ahead.
All right. Okay. Let's see here. Eric Edelman.
Eric Edelman.
Mark Grossman.
Mark Grossman. Now,
Brent...
Wait.
Go ahead.
As you read through these, okay, now a lot of these names ring a bell. Some of them don't. So, you know, if the listening audience has any information on these people like this Eric Edelman or Mark Grossman, feel free to give a call, 800-313-9443. Put your 2 cents in here. So go ahead.
All righty. Next one I think you'd know, Brent Scowcroft.
Oh, Brent Scowcroft, yes.
All right. Mm-hmm. And Larry Franklin. The second group is current...
Wait a minute. Second group,
ahead.
That's not Pentagon officials.
This is Pentagon. The first group was Pentagon and State Department officials.
That's Pentagon State Department.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Second group is current and former Congressman Dennis, good old Dennis Hastert.
Oh, and guess what?
Illinois.
Dennis Hastert decided he was going to step down and resign.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know, let me ask you a question, Timmy. Do you think that might have anything? I mean, we know that the guy was, what was he, a pedophile or was he just a gay guy?
Hastert?
Yeah.
I honestly don't know.
Okay, well.
And I wouldn't even make, attempt to make the speculation. He's still pretty influential and powerful in Illinois.
Let me rephrase it. Okay, yeah. There was allegations made to the degree that Dennis Hastert was either a pedophile or had, you know, had run into circumstances where he was, you know, caught or compromised in that arena, or he was gay. Now, that's an allegation. I haven't proven that, but I remember in doing my research and also him stepping down, there was a lot of controversy. And again, maybe the listening audience can help out here. But it's interesting that Dennis Hastert has stepped down.
I can tell you this, Michael. We do have listeners in Hastert's congressional district in Illinois, and I know a number of those people, if they would like to definitely call in with some of the information that they have on Hastert, they are more than welcome to do so.
Okay.
Yeah. Thanks. All right. The next one, Roy Blount.
Now,
Go ahead.
He's a congressman from where?
Missouri.
Now, is he?
He was also former governor too at one time, and secretary of state, and I forget what all.
Okay.
Missouri is one of those states where they have kind of like this term limit thing, and you will see a number of these names all recycling throughout not only Missouri state government, but functioning in the federal level as well.
Yeah, well, it seems like we've got a lot of that recycling going on, you know, when Paul Wolfowitz, you know, he's in the State Department or wherever he is, and then he goes over to the World Bank, and then he's back. You know, I mean, they all just kind of, you know, they tag team us.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead, next.
Well, I'm sorry, you got to bring up Wolfowitz. Makes me crack because I remember seeing that video of him licking his comb so he can brush his hair back. I'm sorry. Wolf, okay, yeah, dogs lick themselves. Okay, I get it. All right, Dan Burton, Republican from Indiana.
Okay.
Tom Lanto, Democrat
is.
From California.
Now, let me just stop you right there. And you didn't hear the first hour, see?
No.
Both these articles that I read. Now, in the Bhutto assassination article, okay, Tom Lantos, Benazir Bhutto, was using Tom Lantos' office, and he's a neocon, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
But curiously enough, he's also a Democrat. But quoting Vice President Cheney backed her as, quote,
safe. She was a safe way to save the Pakistani Strategic Alliance and face a growing popular protest. And the reason that she was is because she felt comfortable because Lantos was allowing her to use his office. Neoconservative U.S. Congressman, Democrat, by the way, Tom Lantos. So here we go. And then Lantos has announced just the other day that he's not seeking a 15th term. He's stepping down, supposedly because he's got esophageal cancer. But I'm wondering if that's the only reason. So you see how these people, I mean, it's just like a click. Anyway, go ahead, continue.
Oh, we have a question mark and
right, well,
a break.
Wait a minute. We got a break coming up. All right.
Yep.
Okay, Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, and my sidekick, the driver, Tim Wingate.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. 9200.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
This is an urgent RBN financial bulletin. Have you ever thought about making a little extra money at home with your computer? If you have and you would like to make money by actually learning how to beat Bilderberger insiders at their own game, this will be the most interesting message you will ever hear. Here is why. We all know that knowledge is power, but what most people don't know about is how to gain the kind of knowledge that insiders would really rather that you didn't have. Once you get that knowledge, it then becomes a question of turning that information into financial gain. Well, there's now a very real chance you will actually be able to make money this way. Here's what it's all about. There's a new program available that teaches you how to scan the media for enormously profitable insider stories. Once you learn what's ahead for a given company, you'll have an enormous advantage over the rest of the market. Get the details at www.earlymorningadvantage.com. That's earlymorningadvantage.com or call 815-259-4552. Once again, the site is www.earlymorningadvantage.com.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my shotgun-running sidekick, Tim Wingate, naming names here on the Seibel Edmonds website with the, possible guilty players, the people that she overheard either talking to or talking about, or not her talking to, but other people talking to them. So go ahead, continue, Tim.
All right, we have a blank space, a question mark. She said there's a, I believe that there were a number of people and didn't identify everybody, but the next one here is warm the cockles of your heart, Bob Livingston, ex-Speaker of the House from Louisiana.
Bob Livingston, I see. Ex-Speaker of the House, yeah.
Ex-Speaker of the House, Mr. Morality until he got caught.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right.
And last but not least, Stephen Solars.
Stephen Solars, okay.
from New
I'm
York.
Writing these down because, you know, at my leisure, I may just go down the rabbit hole on these guys and see what kind of nefarious events I can uncover on these boys. You know, they're all a den of vipers up there, at least the majority of them are, Tim. You know,
no.
Just how deep you want to dig and peel away the onion to find out how culpable or how guilty they are of whatever. But at any rate, go ahead and continue.
This last group, I have to throw this in, Michael. This last group, I think, is actually the most nefarious. And that is because this is the group of people that appear that work at the various think tanks and are on the non-elected advisory committees that actually set policy.
Right.
And the primary one here is the Washington Institute for the Near East Policy, WINEP. And we'll just leave it at that. Graham Fuller. Rand Corporation.
Rand Corporation. Now, tell me.
Rand Think Tank.
All right, let me stop you there.
Yeah.
Rand Corporation. Now, isn't it the Rand Corporation that came out with the study that said you depleted uranium was okay to put on your pancakes?
You know, I wouldn't know. I'm sorry.
I mean, and not in so many words, but they said that they found no significant...
He was a senior political scientist at the Rand Corporation for 12 years. And that was back in 1988.
Okay. What's his name again? Graham what?
His name is Graham E. Fuller.
He talks
quite a bit about the Middle East and the Near East.
Well, no, as soon as you say the Rand Corporation or the National Institute of Standards and Technology, any of these people, you know, red flags fly immediately.
Right.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Let me go back. And David Makovsky, I guess. Makovsky. He's at WINEP as well.
Mm-hmm.
He's a senior fellow and director of the Washington Institute's Project on the Middle East Peace Process. He's also an adjunct lecturer in Middle East Eastern Studies.
Now, let me just stop you there. And so for those of you who are not, you know, we're talking about the Project on the Middle East Peace Process, and this is the Middle East Peace Process that has to do with Palestine, right?
Right.
Yeah. Okay, because I've got yet another article here that I didn't get into today. It's by Wendy Campbell. And she let me quote her. It says the matter of fact. Let me read here. The peace process, which is complete. Now this is what you're asserting. Okay, this guy's involved with the peace process. The peace process, which is completely dominated and controlled by Israel, is backed by its supporters in the United States government, and it's really just a stalling process while the ethnic cleansing campaign continues unabetted. Now, that's Wendy Campbell's...
Well, that would make sense because,
sure.
You know, he collaborated with Jeff White of the Washington Institute Policy Focus, and they wrote that thing called The Lessons and Implications of the Israel-Hezbollah War, a Preliminary Assessment. That was from the Washington Institute just last year.
Mm-hmm.
Around 2006, actually, I guess technically 2 years from
right.
now.
Right, and I'm going to mention again, I'm going to get into this article later on in the week because it's a fascinating article, and it ties in with a guy that I had on my show here, a couple months ago, Ryan Dawson.
Yeah.
And it also ties in with that banned Fox News clip that I've got up on my website regarding the possible Israeli connection to 9/11. Fascinating article, very well written. And I'll get into that later in the week. So
well, here's the other thing I think you'll find interesting about him, and you will probably find that this is very similar for a number of these people. He is also a member of the Council on Foreign Relations and the London-based International Institute for Strategic Studies.
Council on Foreign Relations. Well, he should run for president along with five of the other Democrats and five of the other Republicans that are also members of the Council on Foreign Relations, including our buddy Fred Thompson. So go ahead.
Well, here's another fun buddy, and I believe this is his brother, Alan O. Makovsky. And he's a senior fellow at the Washington Institute for Near East Policy. Of course, that's the one that his brother co-wrote with Jeffrey White on specialist. He's a specialist on Middle Eastern and Turkish affairs.
Well, I wonder what nationality Makovsky is.
That's probably Polish. Okay. Could be. Well, you know, SKY. You know, it may be Polish. It may be anything that's near Russia too. You know, it's. I don't know. I have to do an etymological search on that, Michael.
Okay. Well, you go ahead.
I can only open so many windows. Okay, we got two question marks here, and then we have Youssef Turani, president in exile of Turkestan.
He's in exile.
Yeah.
I wonder why.
Well, he's probably not going along with the page or whatever they want. I don't have a whole lot on him, but I believe that don't the Chinese have control of Turkestani?
Turkestan?
Maybe not. I know this is...
When you get into the geographic logistics of that, I'm not your guy, okay? Because I know a little bit about a lot of things, but that doesn't happen to be one of them.
Okay. Okay. All I can say is that as far as this goes, he was I know that Turkestan's border is close to Afghanistan, and his parents were heavily influenced by Maoism. And he was raised with a communist mindset, primarily. So,
oh, gee, I wonder if he'd like to run as Hillary Clinton's vice presidential candidate.
Go ahead.
Thought I'd throw that in there.
Okay. Now we have Professor Sabri Sayari. He's from Georgetown, and he's also on the WinEP
thing
as well. He's executive director of the Institute of Turkish Studies and a research professor in the School of Foreign Service at Georgetown University. And prior to that, he was also a senior staff member at the National Academy of Sciences National Research Council.
Mm-hmm. I see.
And a resident consultant at the RAND Corporation.
Oh, there you go. Well, that makes him okay in my book. I mean, you know what's funny, Tim? You know, you go through this and you see these, and it's the same people over. You know, they just regurgitate them here, give them different positions.
Well, that's exactly the point, Mike. Is that you have these councils, we have these study groups. You can call them think tanks or whatever they are. That is where the real power and the influence is in our society, and most people don't realize that. That's why it is so hard for regular people to break into the ruling elite circles.
Mm-hmm.
You're not born into it. If you're not married into it, if you're not invited into it, and you're not usually invited unless you show some kind of globalist mentality in your underclassmen or your undergraduate work, and when you move into a graduate studies, if you're looking at foreign negotiations, if you're looking at foreign policy, if you're interested at all in foreign or international diplomacy, then they look to see, well, is this person a globalist? Can we bend him?
Timmy, you have to realize one thing. Okay, there's an art to that, and there's really only a small significant group that are privy to be allowed to be invited into that, and here's the reason why. Okay, because in order to do that, you have to learn how to hose the American people and make them think it was their idea and make them ask you to hose them so you go ahead and hose them and they love you for it.
Well,
there's only a small, significant group of people that have the ability, the artistic talent to be able to do that. And
well,
they're called psychopaths.
or at the very least sociopaths.
Oh,
but
yeah.
You're right. But when we say a small group, Michael, we're talking literally thousands of people, because we're talking about a small group amongst the whole of humanity on this planet.
Yeah,
so it's not like we're talking about, you know, six-pointed-headed guys, you know, in a little triangle, in a pyramid someplace, you know, with an all-seeing eye glowing over their head. I mean, we're talking about a significant number of people, and this is what, like, Hollywood movies years ago, there was the one with Dean Jagger and Glenn Ford, I believe. It was called Brotherhood of the Bell.
Oh, I saw that movie. And by the way, folks, if you haven't seen that movie, go online and type in movies into Google, and you can watch that for free.
Yep.
And it was an outstanding movie. Matter of fact, one of my listeners, I can't remember who it was now, I'm sorry for whoever that turned me on to it, but yeah, that night
I actually went in and watched that movie. We were on the subject of movies and what kind of statement they were making to the public. You know, it's like a lot of these producers and directors, they know what's going on, but they can't, they have to, you know, they have to get it through their filters, if you will. And Brotherhood of the Bell was one of those, and that's an older movie. That was put out in the early 60s, I believe.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it's an excellent, and it was a precursor to the Skulls movies that came out within the last 5 years or 6 years or so. You had Skulls and then eventually Skulls 2, which specifically deals more with Skull and Bone Society, which Brotherhood of the Bell more or less alluded to but didn't come right out. Skulls just really comes right out and says, hey, this is what's going on. And when you take a look at the involvement in this fraternal organization association list that a number of CFR and Trilateralists belong to, you will see Skull and Bones is very predominant.
Now, you've seen those movies, Skulls?
Yes, I have.
Can you get those at the, Hollywood?
Oh, you can get them at any of the rental stores. You can get them with Redbox, probably. There's a number of sites on the internet that have these things uploaded, and you can just watch them online.
I don't have the internet.
I know, buddy. But you could very easily call any of your rental stores locally and see if they have. They're relatively new, Skulls and then Skulls 2.
Yeah, I've got that on my list of things to do. I want to make mention, it's not like I won't have the internet forever. I've got a major decision to make here. You know, I've got my computer, of which you've been kind enough to come up and co-host with me a few days. But, you know, it's like Murphy's Law. And I feel like Papillon, you know, that old movie Papillon, where the guy would get arrested or he'd put in prison and then he'd serve a couple of years and he'd escape. And then they'd turn around and catch him and he'd come back in, they put him in solitary confinement and he'd come out and he'd say, I'm still here. You know, with what's happened to me over the last week and a half with this computer thing, I feel like saying, hey, you know what, with all that has happened to me of trying to keep my show together and, you know, keep reporting on the updated events and so forth, I feel like saying, you know, I'm still here even in light of everybody that's trying to rain on my parade. So at any rate, no, I've got that on my list of things to do. As a matter of fact, I'm looking at receiving a phone call from Circuit City here in a little while, and if they don't have it fixed or if it's too expensive, I'll go buy another one. But, yeah, you know, to kill some time, I'll go out and rent those two movies and take a look at them.
Good. That's pretty much all I could say.
Oh, well, I thought you were going to sound on it.
No, it's just...
Well, good, because, and then you elaborate on that, see?
Oh, well, you know, I'm a man of few words.
Oh, okay. No, I thought you were going to, you know, titillate us a little bit on the movie so the listening audience could go out and rent it as well. I'll tell you
what. Oh, well,
I've never seen them. I could
do something like that. In fact, the movie Skulls, the first one, which I personally believe is a little bit better than the sequel, which, you know, isn't unusual for Hollywood. But it deals with some people who have joined and started to join with the Skulls organization. It's very much similar to Brotherhood of the Bell, where young men were asked to join these organizations. And they were, because they're good students and they seem to be influenceable, they seem to be ones that, kind of wanted to go along, get along. They were upwardly mobile. They came from good families, or families at least that had some, elitist connections.
Mm-hmm.
And they were basically offered to join and or asked to come and check it out. And they were, of course, treated royally. And once they joined the organization, of course, they had plenty of money. They were given cars, bank accounts, all kinds of things, you know, just totally and completely bribed, if you will, to participate with this. And in the process of the whole story, basically, one of the young men observes or watches a crime. I believe it was a murder that occurred, and he has a conscience. And Lord forbid, you know, one of these young men have a conscience.
Well,
and care,
you know,
about
a conscience is a big no-no to get into government. You know that, don't you?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Right.
And
right.
So that's where the storyline.
Yeah, well, I don't
want
you to give it away, but I do want to.
No. I'm not going to give anything away. But the point is that's basically. I think anybody find that on the the box.
Yeah.
You know, on
now,
the jacket.
Now, are they unknown actors, or are there any known celebrities in there, or just?
Yes, there are, but I don't remember who they are off the top of my head.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, so it's been a while.
I don't have it right in front of me.
It's been a while since you've seen it, or you've got a very short memory, one or the other.
I think people who are a little bit more in tune with some of the younger actors would recognize
most of these
young people. If I remember correctly, it came out around the time that Dawson's Creek was real popular, and so I think there's a crossover with some of the actors, or at least around that period of time, you know, when, what's his name, Vanderbeek and Katie Holmes and all those were the new up-and-coming young people stars. That's when the first one came out, and it has basically their contemporaries in it.
Mm, okay. Well, very good. No, I mean, you know, I was perusing around yesterday when I still had access to the Internet, and I ran across a couple of very interesting audio archives and also a couple of very interesting video archives of which a lot of the veteran listeners may know. I never was privileged to be able to listen to him, but Bill Cooper, you know who that was?
Oh, yes.
I watched a documentary yesterday from his good close friend and associate that worked for him, of which, by the way, I'm going to try to get this guy up on my show, who, you know, he filmed a documentary about the life of Bill Cooper and how he ultimately reached his, Waterloo, if you will. And it's a fascinating story, you know. And this guy goes back into the years of, Jack Otto and, to John
right.
Statmiller's mentor and a number of others that were along before we ever came along.
Well, Bill Cooper was, to many, many of the folks that I happen to know, was like, Paul Revere. He was one of the early ones, at least for us.
He was a very powerful broadcaster.
Yeah.
I listened to a couple of his clips. Okay, well, I'll tell you what, Timmy, we'll take a break. We'll be back in 3 Michael Herzog of the American Awakening with my friend Tim Wingate riding shotgun for me because I'm blind. So we'll be back with the final segment in 3. Stick with us, folks.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkeylight's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylight, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000 plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
Yeah, that's me, American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, with my sidekick, Tim Wingate. And neither one of us are ready to make nice, and we're not ready to back down. And, you know, this thing about Benazir Bhutto and cross-referencing with this article, Sybil Edmonds, I just, right. I'm going to continue researching that one, because I think as we go on here, I feel like we're getting closer to being able to just literally point a finger.
Well, I think fingers have been pointed. It's just, do we have the will to do what's necessary to take out
the bad
guy?
Well, but it's also the preponderance of the evidence being enough to... And, of course, you know, Tim, unless we get the right administration in there, i.e. Ron Paul, we're never going to be able to take any of these people to task, because all of these guys, Republican and Democrat both, are complicit in it. You know, and as I mentioned earlier on the show, you know, there's so many people that would take a dive, take the fall, if impeachment proceedings were held, that they can't afford that to happen.
Well, so we've said it before. It's like the mafia. They've got something on just about everybody. And that way, if you stand up and do what's right, you're going to pay for it.
Well, in your estimation, then, what chance do we have of ever getting to the truth on
the only the only chance we have at this point in time in following the system as the system exists is to get Ron Paul in and keep him alive.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the only chance that we've got to do it the usual way. Because I think the other day I read, I don't have it in front of me, unfortunately, right now, but I read a quote by Thomas Jefferson. Oh, in fact, I did find it. Jefferson wrote this to a friend, and he says that when once a republic is corrupted, there is no possibility of remedying any of the growing evils, but by removing the corruption and restoring its lost principles, every other correction is either useless or a new evil. So anyway, by the way, we got a caller.
Oh, let's put him in real quick.
Okay, Don from Ohio, come on on.
Yeah, I just wanted to bring up that, strangely enough, on 9/11, one of the planes that only had a few people in it, it had a few people from RAND Corporation, I believe, in it. And you got to wonder if they didn't belong to this think tank, too. Maybe somebody should investigate where they were, you know, on that day, and whether or not they were part of that think tank.
I'll tell you, you know, Don, let me stop you there for a minute, and I can't remember exactly which plane that was, but I did some journalistic research on that, and I believe that was close to half of the airplane that were had ties in government, or they were in defense, they were in Dying Corp or
RAND. I think it was 93. But I'm not sure.
What's that?
I think it was 93, but I'm not sure.
Oh, yeah, but I'm saying about half of the flight. I went down the passenger list, and I looked at their employment, and about half of them, I believe, or better than half of them, were in, you know, they were executives in specific oil companies or defense contracting companies, and it was just another one of those, you know, myriad of curiosities, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you know, they were put there or asked to fly there by their superiors deliberately because their superiors knew they weren't going to get to their destination.
Correct.
Yeah, yeah. But no, that's a good point, Don.
Maybe
Thank
they
you.
Showed conscience.
What's that, Tim?
He may have showed conscience.
That's true. Anybody that may have showed conscience went down in the crash.
Have a good night.
Hey, great point, Don. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Yeah.
Hey, Michael, we got one last guy on the list here. Mehmet İmer, former head of Turkish counterterrorism, and he's at MIT.
Former head of Turkish counterterrorism. Well, there you go. Turkish counterterrorism. Just makes you wonder, doesn't it, how many double and triple agents there are out there. Well, thanks a lot for coming on, Tim. Appreciate
You're
it,
welcome,
man.
Pal.
I appreciate you helping me out. Okay, Michael Herzog of the American Awakening. Thank you, folks, for listening today. Stay tuned for the National Intel Report with John Statmiller. Today's Monday. No, it's not. No, it's Tuesday. Boy, I'm getting confused on my days. It's not Bob Chapman Day. Bob Chapman Day is tomorrow. Okay. Anyway, stay tuned for John Statmiller's National Intel Report, and I will see you either via phone or computer if it's fixed tomorrow. Same time, same station. Have a good rest of the day, folks. Bye. I probably wouldn't if I could, because I'm mad as hell. Can't bring myself to do what it is you think I should. With